Welcome to Bless Hands for You, an outreach ministry hosted by Erlina D. of Sanford, North Carolina, along with her co-host, Teresa C., a national ministry going all over the world. She says, just keeping it real with important information, great testimony with other artists from all over the world who have struggled with healing, forgiveness, deliverance, unity, and love. At the end of the program, she'll give you the address how you can reach her. And now, here's your national host, Erlina D., along with her co-host, Teresa C.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord out there. Kings and queens, we truly thank you for joining us just once again. What an awesome day that God has made for us to wake up, to be able to smell, to be able to see, to hear, to feel, to walk and talk. Let me tell you something. Somebody wasn't able to do that. So we got to be grateful and thankful for how God has done that and showed favor for us to be here today. Truly, thank you. I'm telling you, it is just another blessed day that the Lord has made for us to just rejoice, okay? We got to be glad. We got to celebrate. We got to forgive. We got to love. And I'm telling you, for us to do all the things so we can get the blessings, you know, we got to be a blessing as well as be blessed to one another. We got to be able to tell someone about the goodness of God's grace and his mercy. Oh, truly, yes. If it wasn't for his grace and mercy, we wouldn't even be here today. So it is a blessing to be able to wake up. So if you did not give God the praise today, if you did not give the Lord the thank you today, if you did not appreciate what God has done today, then you can do it right now. Because let me tell you, the Lord tells us before the darkness comes, before we even lay down, before we even go to sleep, thank him for this day. Give him thanks for this day. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I am your host, Erlina D., and y'all know I love the Lord, because if a lot of y'all heard my testimony, you know why I love the Lord, how I love him, love him, love him. And along with me is my beautiful co-host, Queen Teresa C., I'm telling you. So now y'all know the protocol. Y'all know the protocol for Blessed Hands for You of Life Outreach Radio Ministry. We got to go to the throne of God. We got to go to the throne of God, because that's the only way that God can show up, show out, and use what he needs to use on this blessed day. So with all of us, if we can join together where he said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, I am in the midst. So I'm on here, my co-host on here, and our special guest is on here as well. So we're about to go to the throne of God. So all minds clear. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, truly, we want to thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for giving us another chance to be able to get this walk right, God. Lord, you already know, God, what is going on in the world, but we got to send petition up to the heavens. We got to call on your name. We got to recognize that we cannot do this without you, Lord. We know we cannot make anything go away. We can't heal nobody. We can't do anything without you, God. So, Lord, we are coming through the throne right now. We are throwing the blessings, the praises up right now so the blessings can come down, God. So we're asking you right now for healing, deliverance, God. We're asking you for the things that you know that we need, God, even the things that we don't need, God, that you would just move out of our way, Father, Lord God. We ask you to remove anything that's not like you, God, so we can continue moving on with you, God. Lord, we ask you to go through the highways and the byways, the hospitals to the jailhouse, God, to the White House, to the Poll House, God. We ask you to go through the four corners of the earth, the crack houses, God, even through our children's schools and colleges, God, even on the jobs, Lord God. We ask you right now, God, to throw down your cleansing, God. Oh, God, throw down your cleansing for this virus that they say that going around just doing whatever it's doing. We already know it's a spirit, God. We already know that the evil spirit is out here to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, we're asking you to rain down your blessing, God, of deliverance, God, of healing, God. Heal this land, because you said if we do not turn from our wicked ways, if we do not call to the heavens, if we do not be obedient, you will not be able to hear us, God. But God, we are, some of us are here, God, and we're praying for our brothers and sisters to catch up, God, to be able to give up the world and fall down on their knees and ask you, what, Lord, what can I do? Lord, please help me, God. We're standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Father, Lord God, so you can heal us, God. Heal our minds, heal our bodies, heal everything that's just, remove anything that's not like you right now in the name of Jesus, so we can be able to be healed, God. And we truly thank you, Father, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because we cannot make it without you, Lord. We wouldn't be able to do this without you, God. Lord, we ask you right now a special quest that we're going to pray for our special guest, sister that's laying in a hospital right now. But God, we thank you for sparing her life, God, for the car accident that she was in, God. We truly thank you for sparing her life, God. So we're all in agreement, God, that you're going to raise her up, God. You're going to touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. You're going to remove the pain that she got. But the pain she's feeling is just a thing that you're doing new in her body. You're renewing her in the name of Jesus, God. So we already claiming her healing right now in the name of Lord. We truly thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. You're so awesome. All these blessings we truly ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I know you guys are just so thirsty for tonight. I'm telling you, God, we got a blessing on our hands tonight. I remember the word say, when you got a testimony, but when you hear somebody else's testimony, my God, you be like, you ready to run, because you like, woo, Jesus, when you hear about somebody else's story. So let me give you a dewdrop heads up about what God has sent this way on Blessed Hands for You of Life Radio Outreach. We got a powerful woman of God, a true survivor of life trials and tribulations that will make you know that God is almighty, all-knowing, and all-merciful with nothing but love for us. All I can do is thank him for our special guest who has been handpicked. Do you hear me? She's been handpicked only by God to be with us, to care, to share the real talk of her testimony. I'm telling you, not only her testimony, her gifts and her talents right here on the Blessed Hands for You Life Radio Ministry. I'm telling you, that's, oh my God, I'm so bubbly right now because I'm so excited of what God is doing. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. There's nothing but to, you know, only thing we're going to do is just to keep it real on Real Talk. That's what we're doing. We're keeping it real for you with Real Talk, okay? It's in tackling on the rivers of life issues we deal with on a day-to-day basis. I'm telling you, we deal with so much that we can't make it without God. I don't see how you can do it without God. And we pray that you receive the information that will help teach, comfort, and release you, okay? Release you, and not only release you, but also build a closer relationship with God. And before we introduce our lovely, beautiful queen on this blessed day, I would like to share with you the dewdrop healthy tips, okay? Healthy tips. Make sure we are out there doing what we need to do to stay safe, like washing our hands, okay? We got to do that hand washing, wearing the mask, and social distancing while we're at work, while we're at school, while we're out taking care of business, okay? No matter what you're doing, even if you're out socializing, you know, a lot of us still want to do them cookouts. We still want to have that family gathering, you know? So when we're out and about, still practice that, because people are still losing their life over this virus. I'm telling you, it's no joke. COVID-19 is no joke, but we know God is greater. But we got to be obedient. We've got to be obedient to what God is telling us to do. So another thing I want you to do is to get them fingers busy by sharing the word of Blessed Hands for You of Life Outreach Ministries, okay? Let them know who we got on tonight. We got something that's going to blow your mind, okay? We got something truly about to blow your mind, and we want you to, you know, invite some people, call some people, say, hey, get them phones, get, you know, click on the link, do whatever you need to do. Get them on to listen to this powerful testimony. And we're going to be right back. Song, I'm telling you, awesome song from a woman of God that's so powerful, named Trina Michelle. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. I appreciate you. How many of us appreciate God? So, you know, this song is dedicated to my Father in heaven. Oh, yes, I appreciate you.
In the mirror, I saw what you've done for me. It was clear I would never have survived if you hadn't drew me near. I thank you for this place. There's nothing like your grace. After all the things you've done, you come through. I know I don't say it enough. Appreciate you, hey God, appreciate you, yeah, appreciate you for loving me this way. Appreciate you for all your saving grace. Appreciate you if I forgot to say.
God. Praise God. I appreciate you. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. He is so awesome. Welcome back, kings and queens. Now, I know that song had to rock you, you know, because it's just thinking about what God has done for me, you know, just appreciating the Lord, appreciating everything that God has done for you. It just brings tears and a praise on my feet. I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to shout. I'm telling you, God is good. So now, are we ready for a miracle? I'm telling you, are we ready for a miracle? Now, without any delay, our beautiful co-host, Teresa C., is coming to give a shout-out and also give us our special queen guest, Dewdrop Bio.
Amen, amen. I am so excited and enjoying what I'm hearing so far, and I appreciate Blessed Hands for you as well for Life Radio Ministry. I definitely appreciate you out there and our fans, as well as our listeners, supporters, and loved ones, and everyone out there in the world, I appreciate you. Shout out to a wonderful, blessed sponsors that we have, Faith to Faith Radio and 106 TBC Radio, for allowing the Blessed Hands for You of Life Radio Ministry to air on their radio ministries. You can also download their apps. Shout out to Trina Michelle Ministry, a very beautiful, handpicked by God, powerful queen. Well, don't take it just from me. Just listen to her every morning at 6 a.m. East on Facebook Live. We also want to give a shout out to all of our kings and queens who are walking by faith on being a light to one another through this pandemic. A special shout out to all the listeners that believe in the vision and all those who have stopped by the Blessed Hands for You Life Radio Outreach Ministry. You guys, keep your seat hot. Y'all keep the seat hot with the powerful books and testimonies that you care to share. We keep you guys hot with the, on our seats with the powerful books and testimonies that we care to share with you and with the world. So thank you all. Now, walking through the bio that we have today, walking through this journey with this lovely lady, we're going to walk in her shadow with Sheena Wiley, a woman who has walked through fire to see the light, and she is still standing and very successful today. She didn't let nothing stand in her way, but led the way for others, a godly woman from Chattanooga, Tennessee, now living her dreams in Texas, and a mother of two, founder and CEO of J. Prince Graphics. Now back to our host.
Oh, thank you so much, Queen, for that little sweet Dewdrop word, because let me tell y'all something. Her Dewdrop word bio was small, but let me tell you something. When she get done with you, you let her know why that had to be cut short. I'm telling you now, with every mind, heart, and soul that are open to receive, to relate, and release, okay, I would like to introduce to you, she already a daughter to me, so, but I'm going to share her with you guys. I'm telling you, I want to keep her to myself, but I got to share because God said that's what we have to do. But I want to introduce Queen Gina. I'm telling you, Riley, the queen behind this powerful, powerful anointed testimony we're about to receive. Hello, Queen. It is so truly an honor to have you with us today here on the Blessed Hands for You of Life Ministry. How are you on this blessed day?
Hello, ladies. I am doing great. As far as my circumstances, I have a sister who's in the hospital right now, so I just felt like God still wanted me to come on the show and put my testimony out there, and that's what we're about to do.
Amen, amen. You know, we're definitely praying for your sister. I know this kind of a difficult time for you, but you know what? The enemy tried his best, but look at God. God covered her. He covered that car that she was driving, no matter what situation she was in. That was a setup, a sign from the enemy, because he knew that you were about to come and release something
yes.
So powerful.
He tried to get to my foot.
But look at God. He always got our back. He always did our back. So, baby girl, what I'm going to do, we're going to sit back right now. I'm telling you, I got a box of tissues and everything next to me. Got something to drink. I got it all. So I want you to take us down the journey of what the enemy tried to set up for you. I want you to take us down that journey to whenever you remember, where did it all started for us to know what's behind this powerful testimony that somebody else is walking in the shadow of yours. And we want you to just share with us your journey.
Okay. Well, like they said, my name is Sheena Wiley. I was born to a unfit mother, for one. It started out just like that. I had a mother who was a prostitute and a father who was a pimp. So at the age of 5, I was sexually raped by my father to up to age 7. Well, do I need to discuss everything or just bits and pieces? Or
yeah, you can just however God use you, baby.
Yes, I was raped by my father at the age of 5, and I went into state custody right after that. I stayed in custody for 8 years. In the midst of me staying in state custody, I was raped by a pastor in the first foster home that I was in. I kept running away. They kept putting me back in the same home. You know, it was just same old. Until the point where I ended up getting gang raped by 6 men. And at that moment, I'm like, okay, Lord, just take me, you know, because I'm tired. Like, I don't know how much more else I'm going to be able to take, you know, because this is just enough for me. Because I was supposed to have been in state custody for a year. They told me a year, and it ended up being 8 years. So for the first year, I was in foster care. I was in 15 different foster homes in 1 year. Meaning I went to multiple schools. I seen multiple people. I was going through mental, emotional, verbal, physical, sexual, domestic violence, being in the state custody of Tennessee.
Mm.
You know, they always tell you that the state is supposed to be a good place to go and this and the third, and kids, you know, want to be disobedient to their parents and think that the state custody is just some type of joyride. But once you're in state custody, and I want to go over this because it's very serious. Once you're in state custody and the state has you, you're passed down like a dog. You're passed down like a dog. It has nothing to do with what you, like, you didn't do anything. You know, you're innocent. But the state don't care about that. The state don't care about that. And that's just speaking real talk, as we are on Real Talk Radio. So in the midst of me going through all of this pain, all of these foster homes, after year after year after year, I start going to juvenile. I start acting up, acting out, and they couldn't realize why I was acting up, acting out. I came forward with my story with the men who had raped me, the pastor who had touched me, had raped me. I came forward with that, and they didn't let nobody else back in their foster home, which that was a good thing. You know, it stopped somebody else from going through the same thing I went through.
Yeah.
So that was a blessing from God. You know, even though I endured it, you know, I never talked. I never went to counseling. I just told somebody so they would stop putting me back in the house. I didn't know it was a testimony. I didn't know it was about God. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know at that time. Okay. I just thought God was just, you know, punishing me or whatever. Just, I'm just nothing. Like, I'm just a mistake in this world. That's how I thought. That's how my mind thought. Because Okay, so after I got out of state custody, I went back to my grandparents. My grandparents adopted me. I got out of state custody at 17. Now, while I'm in the midst of state custody, I'm going back and forth to their house. I'm going back and forth. And the dad who was there was my actual grandfather. So they was real good to, you know, he was real good to me. Like, he never, you know, touched me or anything. And the woman he married, you know, she was very, what do you want to put it, racist. And you ain't going to never be nobody. You ain't never going to have nothing. Look how, you know, you done went through custody and you still ain't got your life right. There's a whole bunch of, just a whole bunch of stuff to bring you down. So, of course, she kicks me out at 18. Now, mind you, I'm supposed to graduate 2 weeks before I turn 18. Okay, now this is getting to the part where the human trafficking comes in. At the age of 18, I was kicked out on the street. Had nowhere to go. Had nobody to trust. Had no family to turn to. And I trusted somebody who was supposed to be my friend. Who was supposed to be, like, close to family to me, you know? So they tell me I can come stay with them. So we end up going from Memphis, Tennessee, because I was dropped off in Nashville. I ended up getting some way out, ended up being in Memphis some type of way. I don't remember exactly because it's been so long ago. I ended up being in Memphis, Tennessee. I trusted this person to take me, you know, just to go with them because I knew them. So we end up going to Florida. And in the midst of us going to Florida, we had went to this restaurant, and he was all dressed up. And I'm like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not knowing what's going on. So at the time, I was very vulnerable. I was very, you know, you could tell me anything, and I would go for it, pretty much. So all I wanted was love and family. That's all I wanted. So this other man had got into the car with us, him and this girl. And they looked at me and was like, do you want to stay with us for a couple of days? And I'm like, no, I don't know y'all, you know, and this and the third. And I remember the man getting out of the car, and I remember my so-called friend handing over some money to this gentleman. I'm just going to call him a gentleman right now. He handed him some money. He got back in the car, and he drove me and the girl to a hotel room. Now, I'm like, at this point, I'm like, what is going on? He locked the doors. I couldn't get out the car. He drove us to a hotel room and had me and the girl get out and go into the hotel room. Him and this other man came in, and they explained exactly what's fixing to happen. They was like, you know, you're fixing to come in here and you're fixing to make money for us. Anything that you make, we're going to keep. And I was like, I want to go home. I ain't have no home, but I wanted to act like I had a home and just go. You know what I'm saying? At the moment, I knew I was in danger. So they drove us out to this river in Florida. It was like some type of bridge with water and stuff. And the man had brought out one of the females. I guess he had been pimping or, you know, however he was doing. He had brought her out, and he had her handcuffed. He had her blindfolded, and he took out a machete. And he looked at me because I came literally from Chicago, and I had a mouth like it was no other. You ain't going to do this. You ain't going to do that. I'm not being here. This ain't for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had a real northern attitude about things. So I told him, I'm not fixing to do nothing that he says. I'm going to go home. I'm going to call somebody. So they took me out here to this river. He took out the machete, and he put it right by the girl's throat. And he said, now we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way. And I said, you know, I'm basically telling the man he not finna hurt the girl. He took that machete and he cut the girl's throat. The girl died. So at this moment, I'm knowing that, okay, it just got real. You know, things just got really real, really quick. I'm not trying to die right now. So I told, he asked me, do we still have a problem? And I said, no. So we went back to, I guess it was their house or however you want to call it in Miami Beach, Florida, where we stayed in Miami in, West Palm Beach. Yep. West Palm Beach. It was West Palm Beach. I have to get my memory back again because it's slowly coming back to me. Okay, yeah, we were staying in West Palm Beach, and he took my ID, he took my phone, he made me go in the house and go upstairs and took everything besides my bed out, you know, of the room. He set us down, and he gave us a quarter that we had to get up each night, and if we didn't have that quarter, it was going to be repercussions behind that. And his repercussions was going to either be the beating or he was going to try to kill you, you know, because human trafficking is very, 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 very real. That's all I'm going to say about the situation. We had a quarter to get up each day. And when we went on our little outings that we would go on, he would drive us to locations, do this, do that. It's like getting raped by a stranger every single time. Every single time. You're in a room with a man you don't know. You have to do whatever that man tells you to do, or woman. And this happened for a good 5 months straight. I had to get up $1,000 a day. And if I didn't get the $1,000 up, like I said, it would be repercussions. I remember one time that I was in a car with this so-called pimp. Now, I'm just going to describe him as a pimp now. He's a pimp. I was in a car, and I was texting somebody to try to get some help. Before I knew it, he had backhanded me and hit me in my face. So all I was trying to tell him to do, I wanted to go home. I wanted to go home. I wanted to go home. And he told me if I ever tried to leave, he would kill me, as I already seen he was capable of doing. So we're sitting in the, I guess you want to call it like a living room, day room, or whatever. And Joel Osteen so happens to come on TV. So at this moment, I don't have a relationship with God. I didn't know God. I felt like God was not real, you know, because I feel like how can you make me go through so many things in my life, and it's not like, what I'm going to say, how can you let me go through all these things with these men and then get kidnapped and do this and go through this? Like, where are you at? Like, where are you? You know, like, where are you? So I didn't believe in him. I didn't. Joel Osteen came on TV, changed my life forever. He said it just like this. He said, you're going through some things right now you can't seem to get out of, when all you got to do is have faith and pray and say this simple prayer with me. And I said the prayer, and I asked him, I asked God, and I ain't know him. I asked him, I said, Lord, please remove me from where I am. Give me somebody that's going to love me, rescue me, save me, in Jesus' name, amen. I said that simple little prayer. 2 days later, okay, now at this moment given time, I had done gained the pimp's trust, so he allowed me to get a room without him being there. Okay, I'm still on the same schedule. I'm scared to death, you know, I'm scared to death. Everything I have to do, I have to do. So he leaves me there. So there is this one trick that had called, and I was like, you know, I'm in this room, blah, 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 skip, skip. He gets there. This man was a blue-eyed angel. This is how I've always described this man. He was full-blooded Indian, and he was blue-eyed. Blue-eyed with black hair. I'll never forget it. I will never forget this. So he came in,
and I'm thinking, you know, we're on a regular schedule. I'm trying to get him out. You know, I'm not trying to hear nothing else. I'm, you know, at this moment, I done pretty much just done accepted fate. You know what I'm saying? So he starts asking questions. I'm like, look, dude, let's just, you know, go ahead and get this over with. He's going to come back in here. He's going to try to kill me. So he looked at me, and he said, just like this, I want to ask you a question. Do you want to be here? And I was like, is this a trick question? Because why are you asking, like, you know, what's dude on? So he tells me again. He said, do you want to be here? I said, no, I don't want to be here. And he was like, I'm not going to have sex with you. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to give you some money, and I'm going to let you catch the Greyhound to wherever your home is. I said, sir, I don't even have a ride out here. So you know what he did? He took me, he took the money, and he brought me to the Greyhound. Now, that is how I got out of human trafficking. Now, let me get deeper with this situation. Now, mind you, I told you he was a blue-eyed Indian, okay? He was blue-eyed. Yeah. Now, I'm Indian. I have Indian in my, you know, all in my family, okay? So I took a picture with the man because I wanted to tell everybody, like, what this man had done. You know, I had to tell somebody. Yeah. So I wanted a picture of him. I showed my mom a picture of him. And you know what this woman said? Do you want to know what this woman said?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
she said, that is my uncle who just passed away 2 years ago. Never met him. I never met him. I never met him. He was moving in spirit. That man was not alive. He couldn't have been because he had died. So when somebody tells me that the spirit can come into another person, reincarnation, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. If it was not for Joel Osteen in his show that I just so happened to skip upon, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Wow.
I wouldn't be talking to you today. And after I got into the car, I remember throwing my clothes out the window. I remember throwing my phone out the window because the man called me and threatened my life. Yeah, he called and threatened my life. I would be dead right now.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you how good God is.
God.
God is so amazing. Now, mind you, when I told you about me asking God to send me somebody to love me, I met my husband. I met my husband. Somehow I ended up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I met my husband. Now, we've been together 14 years. In the midst of me going through the nights and the days of flashbacks and the hurt and the pain and the turmoil and everything that I experienced with getting raped every single freaking day, I felt like I was not worthy for no man. I felt like no man would ever love me.
Yeah.
But God didn't say that. God didn't say that. God said, I got somebody prepared for you. And in the midst of me being with my husband, I experienced mental abuse. I experienced verbal abuse.
Wow.
To the point where it became domestic. It became domestic. So my whole life, as I've described, is love. It's being hurt. It's being pain. It's being turmoil. My daddy, he was supposed to love me and protect me. My mom was supposed to not kick me out on the street.
Yeah.
Everybody is not your friend. Y'all getting in these cars with these men, with these women. You don't know them. You don't know them. But guess what? I am alive.
I am able to tell you my story. I have reached a lot of people. I have reached a lot of people with my testimony. I've had people, like yesterday, was going in my inbox and asking me, how do I get out of a domestic relationship? How do I do this and how do I do it? I'm like, okay, now this ain't Dr. Phil now. But okay, God, you put this on my heart. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Human trafficking isn't just drugs. Now, let me tell you this. The human trafficking situation with my sister, I'm going to tell you exactly what done happened. Now, you know how they say your story is a compass for somebody else? My sister had got into a similar situation, but just so happened I had already been through it. I knew how to get her out before the pimp knew that I knew she was getting pimped, basically.
Yeah.
She was fixing to get pimped.
Yeah.
She was in California. She was in let me tell you, and it's about to get deep. She went out to California with this man. He was supposed to be out, you know, I'm going to show you around the city. We're going to have fun. Just like he's just like a homeboy to her. Or he's just like a brother figure to her type thing. Or a future boyfriend. He didn't act like what he turned into. He ended up being a drug dealer / pimp. He drugged Muscle Street. Just so happened, she took a picture at the hotel where I knew where I could find her. I used that to find her. Trinity called me and she said, sis, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. They won't let me go. They're trying to kill me. And my heart just dropped because she could be dead today. Multiple occasions. But God allowed me to rescue my baby girl. The L.A. law enforcement told me like this, you should be on the force because you found her less than 24 hours. And when somebody goes missing, they don't come back.
That's right.
And I was in Tennessee and she was in California. Mm. I called the human trafficking hotline. I got them to get the ambulance at the hotel.
Yeah.
I've helped people with my own testimony survive their situations. God has put it on my heart so much to help different people. And that's all I want to do. I want to help somebody who's in a situation right now. And I know it's somebody. And you know what kept me strong throughout the whole entire situation? Because I knew somebody was going through way worse, some type of way.
Definitely.
Not to mention, right when me and my husband separated, I end up catching cancer. I end up having melanoma, cancer. I end up fighting that. On top, my whole plate's full. I can't do it no more. I can't take nothing else. Because I have survived so much that it will be like a piece of cake to me.
Yeah,
the pain,
the
struggle, I'm built for it. Now, mind you, I just came back to Chattanooga. I was talking to a lady yesterday. Now, this is part of the testimony. She was sitting there with me waiting for me to catch my bus to Chattanooga. And she looked at me and she said, your sister who's in the hospital, she's going to be a preacher. She's going to get out of this situation she's in right now and going to be a preacher. But in order to be a preacher, she had to go through what she went through so she can be an advocate for drunk driving, which y'all will hear her testimony. I will definitely somehow get her on the show because she needs to tell it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to tell it.
Yeah.
And it ain't for me. It's not for me.
That's
it's for her.
That's
she told me that my children – And me was going to be prophets and we was going to be singers. She told me this. She told me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, when I got raped by my biological father, I was told at 15 years old I would never have kids. Now, let me tell you how good God is. The God that we worship are the one true God. Let me tell you how good God is, though. I got a boy and I got a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I got a boy and I got a girl.
God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
And that's just a little bit of my testimony. I don't,
praise
it's been
God.
So much that's happened, but I'm telling you, God is a way maker. They told
yes,
me my granddaddy,
is.
They told me my granddaddy, when I was 3 years old, was brain dead. He won't walk, talk, nothing. But guess what, though? My mother went to that chapel and prayed. The very next day, he was up talking, cursing the nurse out, and every day, nothing else. Honey, God is real.
Yes,
God is
he
real.
Is.
Oh, and let me tell you one more other thing, and then I'm going to hush because I've talked enough. When my daddy was fighting, well, I'm going to say my daddy. My granddaddy was fighting, which I look at as my father, was fighting in the hospital. He had cancer. He was dying. The doctor told me he was paralyzed, right? Now, this is how real this is. This happened in 2007. It ain't been that long ago. I went to sex trafficking and human trafficking 2006. Here we go. So, okay. Oh, they told me my daddy was paralyzed. He wasn't going to, you know, talk, walk, none of this stuff. This is right before he died. I went upstairs to the nurse's station, and I asked them, can I please talk to my father because I know it's his time to go. God already told me. I know it's his time to go, but just let me have a just a few words, you know what I'm saying, with my pops. I go in there. And I grab his hand, and I look at him. He's knocked out. He's paralyzed, right? He ain't talking, walking, none of this. Okay. So I go in there, I grab his hand, and I look at him, and I say, Dad, I am so proud to be your daughter. I'm so proud that you're going to go somewhere where I wish I was going right now. And I know that you're happy. I know you're going to be happy. And I, you know, anything that I did to let you down, I'm sorry. But I love you so much. Guess what it is? He wrinkled his toes and grabbed my arm and squeezed it.
Look at God.
But you tell me God ain't real? You tell me God ain't real? Where? Where?
Yes, he is.
God
is
so real. He's been a worker in my life. Since day one, I had to realize everything that I desired, everything that I went through only made me stronger, only made me have a testimony to where I can show you God is real. You ain't going to sit and argue with me because you ain't going to tell me the devil did it because the devil didn't do that.
That's
the
right.
devil is here to kill, seek, and destroy, period.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm telling you, God has did so many miracles in my life.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful for Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful for him. Because
praise
if it wasn't for
God.
Him, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. And first,
praise
when you're in a relationship like this and you're going through a marriage and you're doing this and you're doing that, you do not stay if it is not healthy. You do not stay in
that's
that. You leave. You leave. You turn from that. You pray about it first. And you know God don't want you to go through that. You know he don't. And if he ain't trying to get help or you know, that's the final straw, that's it. Period. Like, don't wait till it gets too late.
That's right.
Don't wait till
that's
it gets
right.
too late. Because sometimes the husband isn't ready for his wife. Sometimes the wife isn't ready for the husband. And when you done took them down the road that you took them down for 14-something years, when you finally do get yourself together, the woman's already gone. The woman's already out the door. Step 3 feet out the door. So if you're in a domestic, abusive, verbal, mental, it don't have to be domestic or physical. It can be verbal and mental. Honey, him calling you the B word, him degrading you or saying you ain't never going to be this or this and that or, you know, who you talking to, all this stuff is mental, verbal abuse.
That's
period.
Right. That's right.
So, like I said, the things that kept me strong was knowing I had family, knowing that I had to live for this family,
knowing that I had to forgive, the hardest part of everything was forgiveness, was to forgive every man who ever done something to me.
Yeah.
And it made me pick these boyfriends. I've never had a healthy relationship. And you know what? And you know, wait a minute. Let me tell you how confirmation is. Let me tell you how confirmation and how a counselor told me a long time ago, I would never be in one. I would never be in a healthy relationship, man. And you know what? That's true. That's true so far. But guess what? God got something in store.
That's right. God got something, you know. So you will be in a healthy relationship. Yes, you will, because God had to get you together. He had to get you together. He had to build, mold, reshape. He got to do things for you. He got to do some things in
make
you.
Make me the woman that I'm supposed to be for my next husband or my next man or her.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's right. He's there. He's waiting patiently. It's up to God. But what we're going to do, we're going to take another song by the young lady that we just heard a song from, Sister Trina Marshall. We're going to call Praise God. And when we come back from that, we're going to be hearing from our co-host that's going to be able to give, she want to talk with you, ask you a few questions to help along the way some of our listeners out there that might want to touch on these things. So when we come back from Praise God, because, honey, we got to praise God after what we just heard from you. So we're going to come right back.
Yeah, yeah, praise God. I'm sitting at home after working all day, yeah, just thinking about how my life is in a better place. No time for crying, and I have no fear, yeah, 'cause now I'm strong. And I'm doing God's will. Well, I thank God I made it through the day. Yeah. If I keep pushing, God's gonna make a way. Yeah. And people try me almost every day. Yeah. But when they do, I look the other way. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, praise. Stay close to your God, yeah, 'cause every time I move, my whole world falls apart. Lord, please use me so the whole world can see, yeah, how you used a girl a little crazy like me. And I thank God I made it through the day, yeah. If I keep pushing, God's gonna try me almost every day, yeah. But when they do, I look the other way. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, praise God. I know my breakthrough is coming. And I'm like, praise God. I know that help is on the way. I don't even have
Praise God. Praise God. That's all we can do right now is praise God. For everything that we have been through, we got to praise God. No matter if people don't treat us right, no matter what we go through, we got to continue praising God. Because I'm telling you, when praises goes up, blessings come down. Truly, that is a touchy testimony, sweetheart. Queen, I'm telling you, we thank you so much for just caring enough to share what you have, you know, been through. And I know it wasn't easy for you, but I know God is so pleased with you. And I thank God for him covering you, covering not only you, but your sister and so many more out there that's going through what you've been through. And some having is in a situation now and don't know how to come out. But we know, praise God. We praise God for their soul right now in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to turn it over for a minute to our co-host, Teresa C.
Hey, I just had a couple questions, and I appreciate and thank you, Sheena, so much. You have touched my soul. You have educated me as well, and you've also opened up some doors of healing in areas of my life as well. But I had just a few little questions for you. The first one being, when you escaped the human trafficking, how long before you started the healing process? Like, did you go to therapy? Like, how did you start your healing process?
That's the thing. I didn't have a healing process. I didn't have, like, nobody to talk to. I finally opened up to my husband. And once I opened up to him, it was about, like, a year later after everything happened, I opened up to him and I let him know everything that I had went through. And it was like a fresh breath air, like, lifted up off of me because he accepted. He not only accepted my testimony, but he accepted me. And he loved me, you know, he loved me in his own special way is what I used to say. He loved me in his own special way. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And then I started to listen to music a lot and turn on gospel music and just really just get in tune with God and heal on that type of way. I didn't have a counselor. I didn't have nobody to, you know, help me through all of that. Like, I was there alone in the situation pretty much.
Thank you. And then what advice would you give someone like me, you know, one who takes on a role with acting and a story that's similar to your upbringing? What advice could you give someone like me? I have a role right now, Monica Stevens, in a TV series that actually is dead on you.
Wow. I would say this. I'm trying to think. Advice would be to live in the moment, but also be careful of your surroundings. You know, definitely be careful of your surroundings. People are not who they are said to be, especially when it comes down to acting and in the industry, period, because it's a lot of snakes. And if you're not strong-headed and strong-minded, they will try to play you. And, you know, with sex trafficking and human trafficking going on right now, anything that's out there in the world that's trying to popularize or trying to get out there and make themselves known, you're putting yourself also at risk. Like, this testimony kind of, it's going to help, but it's also going to also put me at risk as well because of the simple fact the person who done what they did to me is still out there. It's still out there somewhere. I don't know where they're
amongst others. Amongst others, and you're right, because the thing about it is that we know the devil is real, but also God is real. But in the process of it, you know, it's that serious. And what you said is so serious, and that's why that question was definitely important to me, because in the process of, you know, trying to portray someone's life, you know, that's
you gotta live
portraying
it. You gotta live it.
Right, exactly. So I thank you for that.
You gotta live it. You gotta walk through their shadow.
Yes, absolutely. So I appreciate you giving that education to us actors as well out here that are taking on those type of roles too, to help try to tell those stories out here that are, you know, being shedded, or to try to you know, trying to capture these ones and get them arrested and get them off the streets. You know, so we're trying to do our part too in every aspect.
I think that's one reason why I never had a counselor, because I felt like if a counselor hasn't been through anything, how can you tell me something? How can you tell me I'm going to be all right? How can you tell me you can feel my pain? Because you can't. You can't imagine sleeping with, okay, $1,000 a day is about 10 clients a day. About 10 clients. That's $100 per client or more.
Absolutely.
Depending on the situation. And I wasn't just dealing with $100 clients. I was dealing with $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 clients, paying that right there for just one client, for one person. Because I start using my mind instead of everything else and tricking the pimp. You know, I start tricking him like, yeah, I done did this. No, I didn't. No, I did not. I didn't have to, because something in me was stronger than these weak females that I thought was weak, you know what I'm saying? Because I felt like they was weak. Like, why are you sitting here, you know, doing this and doing this when all you got to do is do this? You know, and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, if I had, and this crossed my mind. This did cross my mind. It has always crossed my mind. If I hadn't have had that pimp and I would have had that much money, I should have just left some type of way. But it wasn't my time to leave. Because if I wouldn't have went through what I went through, I wouldn't be able to tell the full story on what, like, and like, I just kind of symbolize with what you're saying with this acting thing. Yeah, you have to walk through the shoes. You have to have been through it. Because how can you act on something that you've never been through? You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you be a character? Because don't you know it's sex trafficking people out here watching characters and actors and people who think that it's funny? Because it's not.
Right.
It's not. It really hurts me for somebody who wants to act like that. That does something to me.
Yeah.
It does something to me. It does something really to me. Like, it cringes my soul when somebody feels like being raped isn't a problem, or being this isn't, or it's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault type. No, it was not. No, it was not.
That's
being abused, being raped, being molested was never my fault. It was my journey. It was, I don't have a calling. I am chosen to be a prophet of God. And that's exactly what I'm going to be. And that's exactly what God has put on my heart to be. A prophet and a singer. And I'm going to stick to that, because I feel like that lady didn't lie to me. She had too much confirmation. She left me with too much confirmation to make me feel like she was playing with my head. You know? So.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. And I just had one last thing. And the last thing that I had, and this sums it all up, this was just when you were talking, and God just laid this on my heart, survivor, your past was building a loud and profound voice within you that speaks loudly when you are silent. Sheena, keep on caring and keep on sharing your testimony and your journey along the way with us. We appreciate you, and I appreciate you. And thank you.
No problem. I appreciate y'all, man.
Yes. And what I wanted to piggyback on, Sheena, I understand what you're saying, because, you know, going through abuse myself sexually, like I said, out of different things, family members, foster homes, and different things, you know, and being raped myself, I understand exactly what you're saying. I used to say, I don't want nobody, why is people acting like that? But what it is what I feel God has changed the industry. He's trying to change some of the industry of some of that, and want, and like choosing certain people to come out with the real thing. Some people don't want to portray that life again, and they might get an actor and they tell that actor their life story. Like, I had a young lady that played me, and believe me, you would think my spirit had went straight into her, and it was like I was actually really looking at myself. God will use a person to portray what you've been through, and will take them.
And
in
you know
that
what? That exactly.
Mentally.
That is exactly. That is very exactly what somebody asked me to do. They asked me to tell my testimony, and they was going to put me in a cartoon form type field, and we was going to actually go to Miami and film the where the hotels I was in, this, you know, the clothes that I was in. Everything was going to match everything that happened. And I still have that interview. I'm going to find that interview, and I'm going to definitely share that with you as well. Definitely. Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely. So some people, I watch some certain stories that I'll be like, you know, that ain't funny. You know, they really, but some things I have seen, and I truly not even giving myself the encourage stuff or anything. It's nothing I'm doing, but it's the God in me that's using me to be able to come out and tell somebody else's story. God would give me something to write, and I don't even know that somebody been
through
this.
It's like a personal thing.
Yeah, and I will put it on.
It's just like a
personal
thing.
And somebody will come to me and say, they will say, thank you for sharing my testimony. So there are some real mysteries out here.
Yeah, it's like a lifetime story.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, you know, so just to tell you that. And another thing I wanted to piggyback on with you, with your husband. I lost a niece through domestic violence, you know, her own husband, out of her own husband's hand. She just knew he loved her because, you know, her father wasn't in her life and he was around, but he never was. She had a wicked stepmother that mistreated them and lost a brother. You know, they watched their own little brother die out of the stepmother's hand and all of these things. But let me tell you something. Sometimes we feel that's love and that's not love. It ain't that the love he only knew how to give you. Sometimes we can get out of one situation and the enemy is not trying to let you go. So he would bring something that looked like a sheep that's dressed in, but he's really a wolf in sheep's clothing to make you feel like. To make you feel like, because he's listening to you, because he's treating you better than the other men's treated you.
That's why you can't tell these men what you have went through, because they're going to take you right back up.
Yes, he was building your trust.
That's why I said my testimony is a good, and it's also it's a win and lose, because other men are going to hear it, and they're going to, you know,
of course.
They're going to use it against me. Most definitely.
No, they can't. Yeah. They can't use it against you because God is in charge now. So I tell the young women, don't get it twisted. Don't feel because he called you out your name and then he's listening to you that is love. No, that is not love. God don't send people to love you the only way they knew how. You know, I had to learn that. By being abused myself from men and not having my father in my life the way I needed him to rescue me from these men, because I had an alcoholic father. My mother was a prostitute, a woman of the street. But I was upset with my dad only because I knew my father was a professional boxer, and I felt that he should have rescued me out of these foster homes and out of these things. So I was angry with my dad because
I blame mine too.
How could you choose alcohol over saving your child? But we don't want these young ladies to believe that just because a man listened to you or comfort you, and then the next minute he's calling you out your name and mentally abuse you. That is not love. That is the trick from the enemy. Because when God said love, you're going to know what love is from a man. Because first, God got to love you first. And you got to fall in love with God. And you got to allow God to be your man so he can teach you and show you how a man's supposed to love you.
Because God is love. God is love.
Yes, he is. And we truly, truly thank you, Queen. How could the people, the listeners that want to get in touch with you, want to talk to you, probably just didn't want to come and ask you a question online, but want to get in touch with you in private, how would they reach you? And also tell the other people what else God has done for you with your business as well.
Oh, yes. Well, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach me at Sheena Ray, SHEENARAE, Wiley, WILEY, at gmail.com. I would just leave it like that because it's an email address and you'll be able to contact me. Again, that is SheenaRayWiley at gmail.com. Now, in the midst of all of the trials and tribulations and going through this and going through that, I end up being a model. And in the midst of me being a model, I end up being a photographer. I was a photographer for 14 years. I'm currently am doing photography as well. And in the midst of COVID that we have right now, you know, praise God that I have not caught that or any of my loved ones have caught that, and I pray everybody else, you know, good to go. But in the midst of that, God allowed me to create my unborn son, which he's born now. He was born August 7th, J. Prince Graphics. It is a logo cartoon designing business just for him. I end up getting everything that he needed for him. I didn't have no job. I didn't have nothing. I had logos and I had cartoon graphics that gave me everything I needed for my child. And since June, 61,000 people have seen my business. I just started it in March. So tell me God ain't good. I'm telling you, he is.
Awesome.
You just got to have faith. You got to have faith. You got to invest in your children. You got to, you know, give them generational wealth. You got to show them something that you was never shown before. And that's love. And that's family. And that's God before anything. God before anything. God over everything. God over everything. Yes. So if I can do it and I don't went through so much stuff, and I'm successful now, and you can too.
Look at God. Truly, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Queen, for sharing that powerful, life-changing testimony. And we truly would love to have you come back soon because I see not only that business, I do see your book in the making. I also see some other things in the making, your movie, all of that. I see some great things ahead. I really do. I truly do. And me and you are going to talk about some things on that. So I truly thank you because I'm telling you, I just can't wait to read your book and I just can't wait to even work with you and I can't wait to do a lot of ministry with you. God bless you, sweetheart. God bless your beautiful, beautiful, awesome children. Thank you for allowing me to be a grandmother to them and a mom to you, sweetie. I truly thank you. And I'm telling you, I just love it. I love it. I can't wait to see the ministry behind all of this that God has been building in you. I see every day the things that you're doing. And, you know,
we
got
to break them generational
you.
Curses because in order to break a generational curse, we got to cut the snake off at the head. Because if we start now, our future will be great for our children. Like, they don't need technology. They don't need technology.
That's
so those of y'all who out there with kids, get them off the phone. That TikTok and Tomcat, because that's going to start up sex trafficking. Because I don't know
there
if y'all know this or not, but the man who has Tomcat and the little cat thing that comes on the app, he is telling children to, you know, do pornography and do certain things. And these are 4 and 5 year old children. I'm going to speak on this and I'm going to leave this alone because it ain't nobody else's business. My child got tricked into some things the other day. And I'm going to leave it like that. And I'm telling you how good God is. He couldn't get through me. Devil couldn't get through me.
Yeah.
He went through my child. He couldn't get through my child no more because I took her phone. So now my sister is laying up in the trauma unit ICU. So I'm asking myself, so who's next? If he can't get to my sister, who he's gonna go after next?
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
It really makes you wonder. It really makes you wonder. Yeah. And then when he can't get you, he know God's not going to let his hands up. He's going to, fall back, and he's going to come back again. He's going to come back again, but he's going to fall back for a while because he know he can't do nothing with you. He can't get in you. And he's looking at God like, I'm going to get her one day. Just you watch. I'm going to, you know, he's just talking to God like this. I'm just going to get her one day. And when you least expect it, I'm going to get her. She gonna disobey you some type of way. And see, since I'm already 10 steps ahead of the devil, baby, please cut it. The devil is a lie.
It's not gonna happen.
And if he does, I will overcome anything that I go through.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Long as you continue, keep prayed up, keep calling on God, keep that covering of God over your life and over your family, no matter if he comes. God said you can, he said God allow things, but he said that you cannot touch their soul. So God would allow the enemy to do certain things, but let me tell you something. He already have you covered. He have your family covered. So it's going to be all right. Also, I want everyone to pray for the young lady in North Carolina that vanished in July, and she was kidnapped. And they believe, they really truly believe now that she has been killed. And we want to keep her family in prayer because they're saying that she's been kidnapped, raped, and murdered. Her name was Rebecca Michelle Garcia James. So we definitely want to keep her family in prayer. It's so real out here. So we're going to say until next week, we thank you all for joining in to the Blessed Hands for You Outreach Ministry of Life. Oh, my God. God is good. And it was good tonight. And we're going to come with our Dewdrop newsletter. And after that, we'll just see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless.
Welcome to the Blessed Hands for You Dewdrop newsletter. Our Too Real for You Soapy series is now playing on the On Point TV network, GyroWeb, on Roku. Visit our website, www.tooreal4you.net, where you can also catch all episodes right now. Yes, right now. Go ahead, click on it. URBT, that's right, Urban Television Network, will soon be playing the Too Real for You Soapy series. Coming up on June 6, 2020, the Now Network will launch the Too Real for You Soapy series. Yes, this will be seen nationwide and in Europe. That is right, June 6th. Mark your calendars. You don't want to miss this great drama series. The Too Real for You Soapy series touches on mental illness awareness from the issues of things we go through in life. Thrown away at birth, a dysfunctional young lady with mental illness shows up at the safe haven home as a boarder. They don't know the hidden secrets that lives within the bones in her closet. Will there be forgiveness or hell to pay? Now available on Fire Stick, Roku TV, Apple TV, YouTube TV, and many more networks. Please join us. Also, you can go to Amazon Prime, www.amazonprime.com. Click on there now and you can watch two of the episodes of the Too Real for You Soapy series. Also, don't forget to check out Angry Tears. Angry Tears is a movie based on an inspirational real-life events journey. Angry Tears now playing on Point TV, GyroWeb, and the Urban TV. And this includes our Dewdrop newsletter from Blessed Hands for You. We thank you for joining in and tuning in with us. God bless, and don't forget, Too Real for You is watching you.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Hands for You Radio Outreach Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. If you would like to be a guest and you're an author or you have a powerful testimony, send your information over to blesshandsforyou@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, @gmail.com. If you would like to be a sponsor or give a love donation, visit our website at www.tooreal4you.net. That's www.tooreal4u.net. We truly thank you for listening in. Listen again every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Central Time with your hosts, Erlina D. and Teresa C. God bless.